All righty, folks. Welcome back to the show where sometimes you just gotta draw a line in the sand. It is Train Wreck Rules, sponsored by Picasso's Pizza. Picasso's Pizza, locations all over Western New York. Get after it. Great deals, great pizza, picassospizza.net. Speaking of getting after it, Quinster, another episode of the books. And I feel like, you know, this episode was kind of a summary of the season. We had, you know, part Scandoval and that fallout there, and then part Vanderpump trying to get back to what Vanderpump is.
Yeah, it was more everybody around hanging out together, but it was very much a Tom and Ariana dominated episode. Not a lot else coming out of the episode. No other people really having drama, which is really the core of the Vanderpump, is multiple parts of drama going on. Even the Tom and Katie stuff was more fun and witty than it was dramatic or anything like that. So it was really Tom and Ariana centric. And I think we needed it. I think we needed to see them together. But I don't know, man. I think the table has turned, not just in the group, but maybe in the public view. I don't know how you feel, but Ariana's coming off looking pretty bad here.
I thought the exact same thing the whole episode. My girlfriend was telling me I'm an idiot, so I don't know how you're watching.
My wife too.
Counterparts. Yeah, so again, I guess what? So we're six and a half months after Scandoval, and I get it. It's happening. But yeah, we have Ariana Sandoval basically struggling to coexist. But let's take it back a quick beat here real quick. Thoughts on the water tasting?
Oh, my God. Dude, California.
Does it get more California than water tasting?
California is a weird place, dude. Like, kudos to the businesses that are charging $1,000 for a bottle of water or whatever, hundreds of dollars. And dude, kudos to the dude that's getting them to pay. Yeah, to be a water sommelier. Like, I need to figure out one of those scams of making a lot of money off people.
My first thought when I heard that was just, what a great scam. They got these people, like, really scammed. I mean, especially when he drank it, and he's just like, it's like ocean salt water. Like, it's one of those things like escargot. You just convince, you know, wealthy people that they want something that's not even desirable for sure.
It's wild. Katie wasn't having it, though. I appreciate Katie for that. She was not.
She was a real one. A bounce back episode for Maloney here. She kind of owned what she did, and she kind of did it in a Schwartz-ish way. You could really see why Schwartz, they're not the same, like Schwartz said at the end of the episode, but you could really see why they were able to vibe to the point of marriage for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Plain and simple. I like it. And then, so obviously we have the water tasting, you know, ends up, so we got some alcohol. Now this is where, you know, the first sword gets drawn, I guess, or whatever you want to say. We got Ariana calling Scandoval a attempted dog murderer, I think was the tone. That's a tough title. That's a tough title to shake.
It's a tough one to live with. Yeah. I mean, everyone likes dogs, right? And so, like, even if it's a cat, we saw online recently that cat, like Dell had tweeted about not liking cats that much. Half the people agreed with him. You tweet about dogs or something, not going to fly. So yeah, that's a tough one. And this actually stems back to the first scene of this episode, is Ariana interviewing and in the house within earshot of Tom. Just again, this is the thing, is she's trying to elicit a reaction and then gets mad when she gets the reaction. And that's my problem. Like, I understand having the anger and the hatred, but she sees him walking up to the table, and she's like, and then that dog murderer. And it's like,
he was. Well, right. Like, she 100%. Acted like she looked over and he was just there, but she knew when she made the dog murderer comment that, what's worse, baby, by the way, to be labeled on the internet, a cheater or attempted dog murderer?
Probably attempted dog murder.
I agree. I mean, it's like, don't fuck with cats, but like you said, tenfold for sure. And listen, again, we're not, I just want to clarify something that, you know, I of course Scandoval is in the wrong area. That's the reason I call him Scandoval. That's the reason
we've been dumping on him the whole time.
For sure. But, and again, at a certain point, like the storyline and especially the logic behind it does get a little faltered. I thought there was also a little loophole in the logic that I thought early in the season, she was like, I'm not being forced out of my apartment. I'm not going to be moved out of my home, et cetera, et cetera. Then this episode, the narrative from her was more, it reaffirmed that I need to get out of here as quickly as possible. So I know that, you know, things change. I know that things get realized, but didn't you think that was a little inconsistent as well?
I do. And it's weird that it took to this point and to have that type of exchange for her to realize that she needs to go.
Yes,
because everyone,
I said it should have been episode one. This should have been the beginning of episode one, was her like basically, you know, tallying up the house.
Yeah. And I get it. She wants to make his life as miserable as it can be. And here, I'm not saying, again, we're not condoning his actions, but people dumped on Tom and have praised Ariana even within this 6 months of when the show takes place. Like, everyone's even talking about it in the show and in their interviews, saying like she's been given all the different commercials and all these opportunities,
the campaigns. And it was dropped tonight. Campaigns.
Yes. And like, she's just got to get away from him. Like, you've made this guy's life miserable enough. You're succeeding in so many other areas. You can still be mad at him. You can still hold that anger. You still don't have to be okay with what he's done. But again, I think everyone is starting to turn on Ariana a little bit in the way that they're talking, not turn on her, but just saying like, dude, you're at this point living with him is just making it worse. And you're holding this resentment and it's not healthy for you. And you got to get away from that and get on, because everyone else is just trying to go on and heal from this. And she wants really no part of it. It almost looks like she wants this, like these moments of engagement, so that she can lash out at him still.
And again, just going back to my inconsistency point here, which confuses me, which throws me off and everything. The kids comment. Anyone who's watched Vanderpump Rules knows that Ariana specifically did not want kids. That's been a prominent storyline for almost a decade.
I think she's referring to the pets specifically when she talks about kids.
Okay.
I think she's one of, like, there's some people that don't want kids at all and they refer to their pets as kids, which is fine. You can do that. Okay. But I do think that's what she's saying.
Okay. All right. Then I misinterpret that. So I'll take the L on that one. Just like the end of Sandoval with an L. And then obviously we got things picking up. We do have the Schwartz and Maloney back and forth at the water party. I thought that was pretty funny. It was like great. Just like everything else, they kind of got overshadowed by Sandoval and Ariana there, but thought it was interesting. That was funny. And again, I was seeing very Schwartz-like vibes in that interaction from Katie, and that was why it was pretty funny.
Yes, and I do think it showed why they were, even though the relationship as romantic partners didn't work out, it lasted so long because I do think they were friends. Right. Like, and they enjoyed each other's company and the back and forth to a point. But then you can't have that as like Katie needed more of the emotional side and Schwartz just didn't want to give that to her. But they have a tough time fighting in those situations because they're both witty and they want to, you know, chop it up with each other. And you saw even later, Schwartz had a great one when he was leaving the water tasting party after he got kicked out. And Ariana's like, now I'm mad at you again. And then he was like, hey, Katie, call me. Like, just great timing. It kind of just breaks up the room a little bit from Ariana.
Oh, everybody was laughing. It was definitely classic Schwartz. Definitely a bust moment, which is very, very classic in Vanderpump Rules. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, classic, you need some drama, you head to the beach. Cause that's when this episode really started to pick up, by the way.
Oh yeah. And again, Schwartz is like, this is my redemption beach opportunity. Cause last time we saw them at the beach, it was the, what was it?
Rochella. The drink, I still can't get over that replay. The drink like hits him so square in the face. Like, it's just it was perfectly set. It was almost like it's scripted. I will say that.
We've talked about it a few times. James has grown so much this season. Like, we haven't seen that James. And it's great for Vanderpump TV. I hope we get a little bit of it at some point again. But that James seems to be gone.
Well, don't you think we were kind of getting an evolved version of it at the end of this episode when everyone was kind of ragging on, he was poking the bear. Now the new version of James is that he's kind of like smitten with himself. Like, that was Sandoval. That's why you got your life a mess. And I got a house over there. Stuff like that.
Terrible James impression. You think that's right? That she owns the dog? What do you think there, Tom?
Yeah. Crazy. Yes. Oh, what do you think? But then again, we said it last week and he's doing it again. Brock just dropping bombs with that, with that Raquel comment, right? That way it was before commercial. And then they were all kind of piling on at that last segment for sure.
He doesn't care at all. I've got a few notes of Brock, even in, again, talking to Sheena, he's just like telling her what's up in the group.
Power move with Summer Moon.
Yeah. He doesn't give a lot of craps right now about what he's saying, and I love that. That's great for the Vanderpump chemistry. You need that on the guy side, because that was kind of what Jax was for a little bit, and now you don't really have that, because Schwartz is a people pleaser. James is doing it a little bit, but again, James has changed, and obviously Sandoval can't say anything right now, so you need somebody to be that guy that's willing to make these comments
seriously. You do. And then basically we wind down. We got Ariana being upset. We got Sandoval being upset. They both kind of have to go their separate ways. Pretty funny. But then you got Lala walking in. I wrote Lala walking in the middle of a fight is like Lala is like Michael Jordan walking in the middle of a basketball game. Like, it just doesn't make sense. He should have been, they should have been there at the start. Like that was their game for sure.
That's the moment you want Lala.
Yes. Oh, you definitely want Lala. And then Lala drops the ultimate bomb. Ariana's going off on the beach, you know, clearly upset about the situation. Nobody would say that she shouldn't be upset about it. She said a great quote. He didn't win. Look at his life. You won. Like, clearly everyone agrees. Like, I mean, not to say these are all material people because there are emotions involved here, but everyone agrees that Ariana came out on the other side of this just so much better.
I mean, there was like 4 commercials featuring Ariana during Vanderpump Rules tonight. You didn't see any, you've never seen a Scandoval commercial. Like, yeah, he went on tour and did his thing or whatever, and he's still living in the house, and she thinks those are wins. But yeah, no, she won by so much. The whole internet backed her. She had a moment in time here where she captured everyone's attention. Everybody was in support of her. And I my wife doesn't agree with me, but I think people are losing that support and they're over it. And not that everyone wants to forgive Scandoval, but it's like, all right, enough's enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. So we wrap that up. Another episode in the books. What do you got for a show score?
This one, it was okay. There was some of the eruption with those two, so that lifted it a little bit. But other than that, it was a pretty boring episode. So I went 6.8.
Yep, you were right in the same nook of the woods. I gave it a 6.4. I thought it was just below a passing grade. I thought just felt a little flat with, it felt like they were pushing. You know, my only thing that I wrote like as a possible pro to this episode is hopefully this is the only episode where we're getting like major like nagging clash between like Ariana and Sandoval, obviously. So hopefully, the rest is saved for the finale and we kind of have cooling action in between then. But yeah, I got a 6.4 for that. And unfortunately, I hate to do it, but I really felt like I had no choice in this episode. There were really no major poo-poo heads outside of what I was seeing from Ariana Madix, just inconsistent behavior. Again, it doesn't bother me that she's upset. It bothers me in the way that she's going about it, for sure. So, poo-poo head of the night in this episode for Ariana. And again, here's another thing. This sounds a little ridiculous to say in the scope of it, but all of these people are clearly depending on a Vanderpump Rules paycheck. They all like renewed for another season, et cetera, et cetera. So for her to be like, just like, you know, harpooning that like at any opportunity, poo-poo head of the night. You need to look out for your friends and their paychecks.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, the like, we need to stop doing this is like, dude, you accepted the invitation to go to the beach. Like, you also,
we're not gonna let him ruin our day or something or whatever the comment was.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely the poo-poo head of the night in this one, almost to the point where I didn't end up doing it, spoiler alert, but I almost put Scandoval in my top 10 or in my top 5 again, just out of the fact that he didn't blow up on her because of how she was acting. Like, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, he needs to just sit there and take it. But dude, she's too much.
Yeah, a little too much. So let's go into our top 5 for this episode. I will kick us off here, okay? At number 5, I got Summer Moon. Great episode, consistent from Summer Moon, breaks into my top 5 rankings. For 4, I got Katie Maloney, owning what she does, good vibes. Schwartz, I could even put her above Schwartz, who I have at 3. But I just felt like Schwartz kind of had a good comfortable episode. Schwartz even said it. He's like, oh, you know, you hooking up with Max is the best thing that happened to us. Like, and it feels like that kind of gave Schwartz his swagger back to see that not everyone's perfect, to see, you know, a whole, and I'm not saying that Katie was super holier than thou, because I don't think these are tit for tat as they were saying or whatnot, but I feel like it just kind of made him feel a little bit better. So I got Katie at 4, Schwartz at 3. I got Lala at 2 for, again, staying above everything, closing out the episode great. And then at 1, I kind of ran out of room here because I did want to put Brock, obviously, even though he was a little crazy with his comments. So I'll keep him out of sight of the top 5. Number 1 is our top guy, James Kennedy. James Kennedy at 1. So I got James at 1. Who do I got at 2? Who did I just say?
You had Katie was 4.
Yeah, I got James at 1, Schwartz at 3, Katie at 4, Summer Moon at 5. Who did I just say at 2? Lala, sorry.
Lala.
So James, Lala, Schwartz, Maloney, and Summer Moon. Keep in mind with our Vanderpump power rankings, 5th place gets 1 point, 4th place gets 2 points, 3rd place gets 3 points, 2nd place gets 4, 1st place gets 5. We total them up at the end of the season for a Vanderpump season champion.
I think this might be the most we were off from each okay. other on.
I like
so
it.
I had James in the fifth spot. Had a good poking at the end, but a pretty light episode. I
hosted
thought,
the James. Party. You're forgetting they hosted the water
he
tasting.
He did host the party. He needs to get some furniture though. They True. Were right. He's got to get some outdoor furniture to be hosting. I also, we were tied here with Katie at four. I thought this was a great episode from her. Really handled that great conversation with Shorts yep. well. That could have been a typical Katie where she gets defensive and just lets it get totally out of control. They were cool. That was mutual. I enjoyed that. And she even had a little couple pot shots and at the beach, but again, kept it fun, kept it light. Three getting some points and getting some points. She's got to put up a Tom, dude. That's been a weird assistant Kudos. To be. And I see the excitement in her to have an opportunity to go work with Ariana. I was really happy for Anne. So I got to get Anne in there to get her some points. At number two, I'm going Brock. I think Brock is creeping up towards James as this number one guy in the group. James is the number one guy in the group right now, but Brock's solidifying himself in that maybe second spot with Schwartz. Love his energy, what he's bringing to the group, the drama bombs that he's dropping in there. That's perfect. Vanderpump needs it. In the number one spot, I'm going with Schwartz. You're right. Like that, this revelation of Katie having sex with his best friend has given him some of his swagger back and given him some of that spark that is Schwartz. It's back. And that's good for the show.
Amazing that the Max Bang and it's like in Seinfeld when they're like sex to save the friendship.
Yes.
In this case, it's his best friend with his ex-wife. Thank you for tuning along on the show where sometimes you got to draw a line in the sand. Train wreck rules. Make sure you're following Aaron Quinn 716. Make sure you're following me, Zach Sheldon. Make sure to go have a good night now.